Here in the Vatican, Pope Benedict met on Saturday with the Orthodox leader from the Czech Republic and Slovakia, Metropolitan Christopher, who has been leading a pilgrimage to Rome from his own church. Elected in May 2006, he is just the fifth primate of the Czech-Slovak Church since it was granted independence or autocephaly by the Patriarchate of Moscow in 1951. Before the papal audience, Metropolitan Christopher also had talks with the head of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, who told me more about this young yet vibrant Orthodox Church.
It's a young church, and it's also in a post-communist country with all the problems of transition which are there. And therefore, we are happy to meet him, that he comes to visit the Holy Father. Up to now, we had not so many relations to him. And so it's a good sign that we can also start with relation to this young and also small church, which lives more or less in a westernized, in a western countries. Metropolitan is an open personality, and I think it's not difficult to have good relations with him, and he's welcome here in Rome.
The two churches, the Catholics and the Orthodox there, have a common history of suffering and martyrdom, don't they, under this communist regime that lasted for so long. And yet there were great difficulties with the fall of the regime, conflicts over church property and so on. Where does that stand today?
Well, the conflict about church property is going on in all these countries. It's not only in Czech Republic and Slovakia. It's everywhere. Well, there's a legacy of communism, and it's much more strong than one thinks. And in Czech Republic, it's also the legacy of Hus. It's still present there, and so the church has no easy life, also the Catholic Church in the Czech Republic. It's a very secularized mentality. It's similar, we have the situation in Eastern Germany, a very strong secularization, the loss of the dimension of God. And so this church in Czech Republic is more Western, let me say, context, but Western in the sense of an ex-communist state. And well, there was a strong persecution in the Czech Republic, but it's also a reason for hope, because the blood of the martyrs is a seed for new Christians. And so I think these many, many martyrs in West and East of the last century are a reason for hope for us and for the 21st century.
Thanks there to Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity.